Stacey Radio, live from Green Tech.
And I am here with the company Molière. I'm sitting with Michiel de Jong. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
Can you explain me a little bit about the company? And first of all, what is your function within the company?
Yes, of course. Thank you. So my function is I'm director of sales for the EMEA region for Molière. Molière is actually an American company based out of California. Relatively young, like 6-7 years ago, we started out with an invention for dissolving gases into liquids and creating these extremely small gas nanoparticles. And from that journey on, we are now building systems for water treatment, providing a chemical-free solution to dissolve more oxygen into the irrigation water, plus with the nanobubbles and their properties and behavior, cleaning the water, suppressing pathogens, cleaning biofilms, and ultimately leading to an overall better, let's say, quality in production.
And can you give a little bit of like insight in how that practically works for using the machinery and how it prepares the water and stuff like that?
Yes, of course, love to. So what it is a system that circulates water from like the tank or a reservoir, for instance. And when we pull in water through our nanobubble generator, we inject it with air or oxygen, creating those extremely small bubbles in very, very high quantities. And we're really talking about billions of bubbles per volume of water. And that water then enriched with the nanobubbles is brought back into the tank or into the reservoir.
And is this technique already used a lot in the Netherlands, or is it relatively new in general?
So we started out in the Netherlands or in Europe in general, like in 2019 with our first R&D projects. Then from R&D stepped into applicational research. So commercialization phase was afterwards. And now we could say that there are between 150 and 200 systems in Europe already installed in various applications from different types of crops and different types of growing solutions, not only in greenhouses, but even also outdoor.
Okay, but then you're still like relatively new and it's relatively a new product. Why should people not skip this innovation and this product? Why is it so important?
So first of all, it is so sustainable. So what this industry is being used to is water treatment, for sure, because the quality of the water is so important for the ultimate end result of a grower. Let's say the net yield that you make annually. So whether it is UVC or you're treating with chemicals or it is ozonation or whatever it is, typically it consumes a lot of energy. And we all know that energy prices are skyrocketing at the moment. And also there's a very big pressure on environmentally friendly solutions. So the real reason why every grower, in real terms, every single greenhouse out there could benefit from a nanobubble generator is because we make every single water treatment system more efficient and sustainable.
So there is no type of grower that does not benefit from the products?
True. That is my statement. I think it might be a bold statement, but we do know why, and we have seen so many different cases, whether it is in a warm climate or in a cold climate, doesn't matter really. Whether it is like hydroponics or it is in soil, doesn't matter really. So case by case, we understand that there's a benefit of the technology within the growing industry.
And is there like a specific type of grower that does like extra benefit from this product? Like, is it specifically for some types of grower extra beneficial?
You could say that like the more stressed a situation is, whether it is like from disease pressure or whether it is climate wise, the more pronounced the effect will be. So like if everything you could say is already optimal, of course, the room for improvement is always less, right? Also with our technology. But then still, there's a potential to save on chemicals, for instance, or save on electricity.
Okay, and what are the reactions so far from the companies that already use this product right now?
Well, also this Green Tech show, which is so international, right? I've seen clients from us from the very first hour, recent ones, whether it was from France or Australia, and all of them are very, very good references so far. Most of the times they are real, our biggest ambassadors in a way. Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
So far, of course. I mean, of course, every time there could also be something that needs to be fixed or whatever. I mean, yeah, right, that's the real story. But overall, yes, they are very happy.
It sounds amazing, actually. So for if someone is not coming to the Green Tech anymore and they want to know more about Moliere, how can they get more information?
Well, first of all, they can find ourselves within the Netherlands and other countries. So we can be reached through www.moliere.com, of course. But we also work with very good dealers and distributors and partners like Royal Brinkmann here, also exhibiting at this booth, and other ones. So they can also find us there.
Okay, well, that's amazing. Michiel de Jong from Moliere, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your expertise. Is there something you want people listening right now to remember, like a final saying about Moliere?
It's a whole new class of chemical-free water treatment solutions. Just remember that.
Okay, I'm sure they will right now. Okay, thank you so much, Michiel, and have a great time here at the Green Tech.
Thank you.
Dit is Paprika. Stacey Radio.